I have loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Sacred Heart of Jesus tells us. And did you know that the chalice at the Mass symbolizes the Sacred Heart of Jesus? The cup on the chalice, and then it contains the precious blood. And just as we read so often in the Gospels, the account of the Passion, how Longinus took the spear and struck our Lord in the side. It pierced his Sacred Heart, and all the blood, and then followed by water, not only sort of dripped out, but there was an all-out shower, a flood of blood and water, because the Sacred Heart was so filled with love. And that's, as I said, what the chalice in every Mass symbolizes, as it contains the precious blood, true and real, of our Lord and Savior. The saints, whenever you read about them and all of their heroic sacrifices, these were not just actions that they felt they couldn't get around, like sometimes it is for us, the 40 days of fasting for Lent, or the communion fast, or some other things. For us, penance is just something that you can't avoid. We like to, if at all possible, but we can't quite manage it. But for the saints, it was more than that. You see, it was actually an expression of their love. They couldn't not do their penances. For them, it would be because they were so on fire with this love of God, and they burned with this fire within, that it would have been harder for them not to be able to do those penances. Think of that for a moment. The difference between us and the saints. But keep in mind, too, saints were not just born saints. We get that idea sometimes, that they were born into this world, something like a Mozart. He's born with all these talents, and you're just waiting for him to develop them. And it's something that he was born with, etc. Not so the saints. You and I, just as well as the saints of old, the Curé of Ars or Saint Thérèse, all of us have the possibility of becoming saints. The saints weren't born with this attitude of doing their penances that they did. They weren't born with this high degree of love towards Almighty God. They had to work at it. They had to suffer while they continued to work at it every day and every moment of every day that they did it. They, as it were, opened up their heart, just like our Lord's heart was opened on the cross. They poured out their heart to our Lord in sacrifices and in prayers. This is how they became saints. We read, and I came across, was touched by this as we read this in the act of consecration before Mass today, when we prayed to the Sacred Heart, "May all in me express my love for thy heart, O Jesus, and may my heart be disposed to offer thee every sacrifice." That pretty much says everything that we need. May all in me express my love for thy heart. That's what we'll all be judged on the last day. It's the love of God. Not the number of things that we do necessarily. God wants quantity, or rather quality, over quantity. He's not going to ask us math questions. He's going to ask if we did everything for love of God. And each action with a greater love of God. And if we did, that's how we're going to become saints. And then our heart, rather, our heart, yes, will be disposed to offer the Sacred Heart every sacrifice. So let us pray then today to be like the saints, not looking at penance, not looking at our daily routine as so many things that we just have to do and we can't avoid, but opportunities to make up for our sins, opportunities, more importantly, to show our love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.